Sunday night, I am the Big Jack, and with me is Dan the Man.
Yes, I am.
So this, of course, is Sports Time Radio. You want to contact us, 646-478-3753 is the number, or if not, you can email the show, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. For the rest of your Sports Time Radio-related needs, of course, there's sportstimeradio.com, and Dan and I are both very excited. Not only did you get the regular edition of How Was Your Week new blog, but right above that, the first round of Mr. Fantasy's mock draft, and after reading the first paragraph, it was kind of like Dan and I forced him to write it.
Well, no, if you take our names out of it, Sports Time Radio forced him to write it.
Well, you and I are Sports Time Radio, so I guess we forced him to write it. Also at sportstimeradio.com, there is, of course, the link to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. Swing over there and like that. And the Twitter feed at Sports Time Radio. Dan and I are both on Twitter. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Man Time 8, the Ocho.
So, yeah, see, you'll be all set. And the difference between our fantasy draft and a lot of other mock fantasy drafts you're going to read is ours actually goes 20 rounds. So he will go round by round for 20 rounds. I don't think he even knows how many rounds he's going to end up going. But he said he was going to have round two up tomorrow. So
you mean 20 picks.
Yeah, well, 20 rounds, 20 picks. Yeah, you know. But he's... You know, like I said, I don't know how far he's going to go. I don't think he knows how far he's going to go. But, yeah, it'll be much larger than any other fantasy draft you had. And I was talking, Dan and I were talking before about it, and I was trying to ask you when the lady started talking if you went in and happened to edit it and fix the spelling errors.
No, I don't. I didn't find too many.
I noticed the first one right away is Adrian Peterson plays for the Vikings. And I was gonna go in and change it, but I wanted to sign in with Skype because occasionally my computer tells me that I don't have it. It takes me a time or two to sign in, so I wanted to make sure I could get on air. And I figure we could just, we could fix it later or tomorrow or something.
Yeah. Well, I actually I write it on my phone mainly because. I just wanted to go through it, take a look at it, and then I had to go through and, he didn't even tag it or anything. So I had to go through and, it's hard to edit his thing.
Yeah, but, well, I'll have to explain to him how to tag stuff because I kind of had to walk him into signing into WordPress because it had been so long since he'd written anything. So
yeah.
Hopefully he will get better as time goes along. I think I tagged my blog with just about anything I could think of under the sun. So.
What I've learned is 5 is the magic number.
What is it? Okay.
I don't know why.
I seem to come up with anything I can think of to put on as a tag.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing with WordPress though. To get your blog featured, they require that you only do 5 tags or less.
Oh, okay. I'll have to start doing that starting next week then, so I can get my blog featured, because I don't think they've ever featured one of mine.
I don't think they've featured mine, except maybe I got lucky with that Houston Astros or the fitted hat one. I might have gotten lucky with one of those, but... but that's how it goes. And to be honest, now that I'm seeing what the whole mock draft is, I'm kind of excited. I'm a little bit more excited about the draft, knowing that I'm going to be able to, I'm going to have to print this stuff out. I'm going to have to print it out because there's no way, we can't go off at sportstimeradio.com. I suggest anyone else, do the same, take a picture of it, You got, the pitcher for the Atlanta Braves just got his ankle and is being escorted off the field. It's pretty nasty. I don't know if you caught that big jack over on the Empire Sports Network.
Oh, that was the old one. That was the Tim Hudson one that happened during the week. Yeah, I actually saw that live.
Ooh, that and what was the, well, you know, let's talk about that in a minute. But you know, I'm excited because Mr. Fantasy is breaking down round one, and now I know football and baseball are different sports. But now I understand where Mr. Fantasy was coming from and what he means by drafting a guy, you know, that's a first rounder as opposed to, you know, kind of like he got on me by my first round Buster Posey pick.
Yeah.
You know, now I kind of understand where he's coming from and the whole theory behind it. And for me personally, I think it's going to make it a hell of a lot easier to do both drafts. You know, I'll definitely use it in the snake league and see if my dad will want to play with that one throughout the season. But I think even that, it'll help in the auction league, which I'm really excited about. Because then it'll kind of give me a gauge of who should go where. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm hoping that, you know, it helps somebody out there. You know, if you're going to, you know, jump on and look at it, you know, it's, you know, basically it's his version of, you know, what he thinks is going to, you know, should happen. And, you know, everybody else has, you know, their own opinions. And I'm more interested to see how, you know, how he does later in the draft. Because, you know, the first round is kind of, you know, it's kind of simple. But, yeah, as the drafts go later is when things get interesting. And that's what I'm really interested in.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, speaking of drafts and someone you drafted, I was able to fix. Now, Adrian Peterson does pick for the Vikings.
Okay.
I will say, you know, it really doesn't matter, but I just think it's funny that certain teams he chose the, as you would say, the surname as opposed to the city name.
Oh, did he? I just kind of looked at the players because, you know, obviously you know, it's the first round. I know what teams they're all on. I just noticed the Adrian Peterson one because it was first up. He probably put whatever was easiest for him to spell up there.
Yeah, well, I would think Packers or, you know, Buccaneers is long, but Packers would be easier than Green Bay. Or Jaguars is easier than Jacksonville. But, talking about the South, right now live is the Cardinals down there in Atlanta. Should be a good game. I don't know if anyone's out there watching it. But your man, Jason Hayward, just gave you a home run, buddy.
Oh, it's about time he did something, except sadly I don't think he's in my lineup today. I think I ended up taking him out.
Yeah, speaking of not having a guy in the lineup, Miguel Cabrera was not in my lineup yesterday because in the morning they said that he probably wouldn't play. And, of course, 5 minutes to game time, the update came that he was playing. And then
did you put him in your lineup for today?
Yeah, well, yes, of course.
Because he lasted all of, like, 3 innings and got ejected.
Well, you know, at least he didn't get hurt and get taken out.
Yeah. So, there is, oddly, I've noticed lots of injuries as, you know, time goes. Like, you were talking about the Tim Hudson one, and, you know, he ended up with a broken ankle. He's out for the season. They're reporting now they think Albert Pujols is going to be out for the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah, what was wrong with him? I heard...
He's had plantar fasciitis all season.
Oh, that's what it was.
And he's been playing with it. But they mentioned, I saw something about ligament damage now in the foot, and I'm wondering if he caused that playing on it.
Oh, I bet he did.
He went back to see the, you know, the team surgeon. He left the team, and they put him on the DL, and Mike Socha was even quoted today as saying he thinks Pujols is going to be out a long time. The way you look at it is with the position the Angels are in this season right now, you're better off just shutting the guy down, yeah, and letting him get healthy. But I'm wondering when we started throwing out, you know, big predictions last year and you took the Dodgers. Remember, mine was that Albert Pujols would win the American League MVP, so I'm wondering if I jinxed him.
Well, I wouldn't want to place your jinx on anybody because you did not jinx Miggy last year, and he had the Triple Crown and the MVP.
Yeah.
So,
So yeah, I'm hoping I didn't do it to him, but you know, because Chipper Jones still hasn't forgiven me to what I did to his career.
Hey, you know, at least he had a long-standing career down in Atlanta and loved the game so much he named it kid after Shea Stadium. So.
Yeah, hey. Did you see, since we were talking about, did you see the football injuries? Have you been keeping up?
Well, what I did, and that's what I wanted to bring up, was according to Mr. Fantasy's first round, there were those two guys, and obviously he brought up the Aaron Hernandez thing, which if you have not read Big Jack's blog, How Was Your Week, posted yesterday morning, sportstimeradio.com, I don't know. There was a picture out there of, Aaron Hernandez and taking a selfie of him and a gun. But
yeah.
I didn't know if it was a little, you know, inappropriate, so I took it out of the picture for the blog.
Trying to remember. I know Mr. Fantasy mentioned that, you know, Jeremy Maclin has a torn ACL, and he'll miss. You know, they actually hadn't predicted if he was going to miss the entire season, but you would figure he would. And then I know yesterday the Ravens were reporting that, you know, Dennis Pitta needs hip surgery and he's gone for the year. And he was one of those guys who was really moving up the tight end board. People were looking for a big year out of him.
The one that stands out most to me is the little asterisk, so to speak, that he puts next to Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that's where the hip issue comes from. And I know it's, you know, it's one of those things. Mr. Fantasy is, not saying that he's injured. Even Mr. Fantasy said he's still, you know, you can check on sportstimeradio.com where he's put him in the first round, but he's still picked him in the first round. So
yeah, they reported, I think it was Friday, they were reporting that Ben had soreness in his knee, his surgically repaired knee.
Oh,
but
knee,
he came out yesterday and said, you know, there was absolutely no problem, and he didn't know where the report came from. So he's saying he's healthy. I don't know, you know, how much trust, obviously, you put in a player. But, you know, I know another big injury that happened today that doesn't affect fantasy football at all is the Denver Broncos lost their starting center today, Dan Coppin. He also tore his ACL, and he'll miss the season. And oddly, he was actually the second center they had in. Their first guy, I'm drawing a blank on what his name is, he's also hurt and is going to miss the season. But the third-string center on the Broncos, you get a kick out of this. His name is Manny Ramirez.
Oh, who currently is signed with the Rangers.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'm assuming, you know, like Denver will probably go out and look for a lineman. I know there's some left, just like I assume Baltimore will run out and, you know, try to sign a tight end. But, you know, that brings me back to my thing. I think I even mentioned it in my blog. These drafts that you do so early, you know, they just drive you, you know, they would drive me nuts. I couldn't do it. You know, because if it's a big enough league, you know, a guy like Maclin got drafted, and Dennis Pitta was moving way up the tight end board, you can guarantee he got drafted. You know, and so now, you know, you're looking at your team going, you know, and imagine if some guy was unlucky enough to have both those guys. You know, he's looking at his team going, hey, great, I've lost two guys for the season. I haven't played a game yet.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm just kind of, yeah, I'm always baffled when they say, yeah, you know, we have this draft going on or that draft going on. I'm like, please, you're kidding me.
Yeah. Well, you know, going back to baseball for a minute, I just want to touch on, since we didn't touch on it Saturday, but the Dodgers are the second-best team in California right now. Just want to throw that out there. They're about, 156, 48. They're about 5.5 games behind the Oakland Athletics. So maybe 5 games. They're 5 games behind them.
I thought you wanted to throw out that story on a homer today and got the walk-off single for the Yankees, but I guess not.
Well, hey, you know, it's, I was going to bring that up too. Good for Soriano. He's back in his pinstripes. And, you know, maybe they'll make a run towards first place against Boston. Maybe
now,
today,
did you catch any of the quotes that were coming out about that trade?
No. I just kind of seen that it was official, and I forgot all about it.
They were kind of releasing some quotes talking about how there were two executives in the Yankees front office who didn't want to make this trade. But apparently Hal Steinbrenner wanted to make the trade, and that was the final say-so, but they didn't want to make the deal. And then Brian Cashman had a quote out there about how they didn't want to give anybody up. And all I'm thinking to myself is, well, you kind of didn't really give anybody up, but okay, I guess we'll see if Corey Black turns into anything, but I'm not exactly excited about that. But here I'm thinking, you know, if I'm Alfonso Soriano and a team's saying, hey, I didn't want to give anything up for you, and a couple of the front office people didn't want me, I'm kind of like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's what I heard. That's what I, you know, seen right on the cover of Yahoo Sports. I think one of our favorites, which we use their fantasy league. But GM overruled, that's one of the little headlines. I guess it's business. It's all business. You're unanimous. Or not, it wasn't unanimous. You know, they were outvoted. personally, you know, again, it's not that I hate the deal. I just don't see the point of it anymore. The Cubs, they have all these prospects, but they're not really showcasing much of it. You're paying him $17.5 million to play for the Yankees for a pitcher that, you know, is really not making any headlines. You know, it wasn't any kind of big time news here in Chicago, and I highly doubt it was big time news in New York. So, you know, I'm sure the walk off today was, and I'm sure the big time news in New York is how they got a steal. You know?
Oh yeah. Oh,
I think, you know,
if he works out and if he just has decent years, he doesn't even have to have great years.
No.
You know, they'll look at that as just a huge steal.
No, I mean, if he, what do we figure? We're halfway through the season. So if he at least, you know, gets somewhere into 25 plus RBI, maybe 30, you know, he's going to look great. You know, maybe 10 home runs, but he's lucky. I don't know if he'll have the power for that. A couple of stolen bases because they know he's still doing it. And as long as he plays the D, you know, great D there, he'll be fine. And personally, I think it was a steal for any team who got him. I don't think he's the guy you're looking for that's going to help boost and make you the World Series champion. But I don't think he would have hurt the Giants last year when they won the World Series.
The Yankees just put Travis Hafner on the DL. So I assume they're going to, you know, Soriano will probably do a lot of DHing. I don't think he'll end up playing, you know, full time in left field, which will be good for him. I'm sure he'll go out there occasionally.
Well, but that possibly what a guy like him, you know, being a little bit up there in age, needs, then that's what the American League is for.
Yeah.
You get a guy who could play a couple days, you know, sit on the bench and play, you know, sit at the DH position for a couple days and. I'll go out there and play the outfield for a couple of days. But, again, I think the biggest loss is it just didn't make sense for the Cubs to get all that money for him to go somewhere else. It didn't make any sense for them to pay for all that, for Carlos Zambrano either, but I think his attitude in the clubhouse was just ruining the whole team at the time.
That was the reason they had to get rid of Zambrano. Different. But, you know, everybody liked Soriano. He was supposed to be a good teammate.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the thing. When you hear about, I'm not saying the ties, but when you hear about all the good stuff, you know, with him and the teammates and knowing that he's not causing fights with, you know, a guy because I could have had a no-hitter if you would have caught that ball or, you know, things like that, placing the blame on other people. Was I the biggest fan of Alfonso Soriano and his contract? Not really, but I just think that with the Cubs and the situation they're in and that, nobody's expecting them to do anything until 15 and 16, that they could have just wrote out the Soriano contract. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, you know, the tough part for him is he couldn't live up to that contract.
No,
he couldn't put up the numbers he used to put up. And, you know, he's I think he's 37 now, and yeah, you know, he's just not gonna, you know, he just, there's no way he can justify that contract. It's a, you know, no-win situation for him. But, you know, like the last couple of years, he played solid. You know, he had solid years. But, again, you know, you look at the money he's making, and it's like, yeah, he's a bust.
Yeah. But I don't think, you know, in history of baseball, it's one of the worst or anything like that. It's just...
No, I think he did better than, you know, the Adam Dunn, who... You know, I'll never buy in. The guy could hit 70 homers, and I'm not going to buy it because, you know, he's going to hit 210. So, but yeah, you know, that's just – you know, it'll be interesting to see how he does with the Yankees, what kind of numbers he puts up. But then, you know, I also noticed – I'm wondering if this heats up more of the trade market. The Pittsburgh Pirates today had to put Travis Schneider on the DL. Apparently he has a toe problem. So they're down an outfielder, and, you know, they've been in the market for one for a long time. So I wonder if this kind of heats up the conversation and we see, you know, an Alex Rios or a Nate Scherholz get shipped off to Pittsburgh.
Hey, you know, I told you, Nate Scherholz would look great in that yellow.
Yeah.
And I think he would boost, I think he would help that team with the way he's been playing.
And it looks like the Orioles have given up their pursuit of Adam Dunn. There was a report today saying they contacted the Twins about Justin Morneau.
Well, I think that would be a better thing. You know, that was kind of like picking up Jim Tomey.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I know, you know, Morneau's a solid defensive first baseman, so he could give Chris Davis a break and allow Davis to DH a little. You know, he wouldn't have to play in the field every day. You know, even though Morneau's numbers have been down since he got that concussion a few seasons ago, you know, I still think he's a better choice than Adam Dunn. But yeah, you know, I'm hoping the trade market heats up here a little bit. It'd be nice to have something to talk about, but a lot of ifs. I know the other big if was. The Phillies are possibly interested in moving Cliff Lee.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got till Wednesday. Was it Wednesday night at midnight?
And then oddly, I found this one kind of odd, I guess. You know, I don't know how these reports got out, but apparently the Rangers are considering moving Joe Nathan.
To?
They didn't say who. They're just talking about possibly... You know, looking to deal him, and I don't know what they'd be looking to get back, or they must think they have another closer because, you know, Nathan's got 32 saves and he's really been a shutdown guy for them.
Yeah.
Obviously they're looking, you know, either to catch Oakland or to try to sneak into one of those wild card spots. And, you know, to move a guy like that, that would be a little bit of a surprise depending on what they could get back for him.
Yeah, and it's going to be a struggle for them because the wild card is not, it's not going to be easy. Boston and Tampa are sitting at the top of the East with 63 and 62 wins consecutively, but Baltimore is hanging around there with 58 wins, which is more than Texas down there with 56. So as of right now, they would not be in it. They'd be knocked out by the East.
Yeah.
You know, the Yankees are one loss behind them, so... They have to catch up to the A's. It's just amazing that they went. I can't even remember the number. You know, the magic number last year was like 100 some odd days where they were in first place until Oakland knocked them out at the end. And it's kind of amazing that Oakland has somehow become the team that's pulling down the American League West again.
Yeah.
So, little reminiscence of the late 80s and the 90s, you know?
You know, and nobody ever picks them. You know, it's like we go with California or Texas or, you know, stuff like that, and here's Oakland.
So they're battling. They're kicking butt there. And, you know, your Mariners, with the help of their Angels being kind of not a factor in the West, are sitting in the middle. So,
yeah,
I think it, you know, but... You know, maybe they're on the 5-year plan too, right?
they're on more like the 55-year plan.
Yeah, so, but I don't know. I think this added wild card, you know, people weren't really expecting. You know, it was amazing to me how many people just didn't understand it until it happened. And, you know, I was kind of like, well, you've seen the one car wild card game. But I guess it's like anything, you have to see it to understand it. But I guess you and I, just knowing baseball, we got it right off the bat. But with the wild card in the National League, it looks like Pittsburgh and St. Louis are just kind of holding on to that. It's going to be a battle between those two teams this year, you think?
Yeah, well, is it Pittsburgh? Well, it'll be, you know, one of them will win the division, so it'll be the other one and probably Cincinnati, won't it? Because I think I heard today St. Louis has the best record in baseball.
Yes, St. Louis, I mean, they have 39 losses, which, you know, no one is even close to that. And with Pittsburgh sitting at 42, they got to make up a lot of wins to cover those losses. But you're right. Cincinnati sitting there with 59 wins. It's going to be a battle between these three teams. Unlike the last few years, so I think maybe we're starting to come on a cusp of a shift in baseball. You know how it goes back in the 80s, you know, with Kansas City up there. Now they're at the bottom. You know how it seems like everything kind of sticks around, and Pittsburgh's finally getting their shot back after 20 years.
Yeah, and now I did hear, did you check out or read any of this from that? I saw the report on Yahoo yesterday about the Texas Ranger pitcher. I know his first name is Tanner, and I believe his last name is pronounced like Schwepper or something like that. Yeah. Did you get to see that report at all? I got quite a kick out of that.
You know, I believe I tweeted you and Mr. Fantasy that story, but I didn't get the latest update, and they literally just said that he got punched out. So I didn't get a full story.
Well, you know, the original report was he said he was out on a food run or something, and he got jumped by a bunch of guys. And apparently what actually happened is he was at a bar about 2:30 in the morning, and it was reported that he was with A.J. Pruszynski and another Texas Ranger. And apparently he basically, one of the witnesses said he just got in a bar fight and lost. Was the way it was described, but like he reported his incident at happening much earlier. Apparently the thing took place at 2:30 in the morning. They were at a local establishment in Cleveland, and they basically made it, the witnesses made it seem like, you know, this pitcher was the aggressor in the whole thing. They mentioned he had a few opportunities to walk away from the fight and chose not to. And, you know, I guess maybe he thought the guy was going to back down because I'm sure they knew they were baseball players.
Yeah.
And, it didn't work out for him. He ended up with, I believe it was a swollen left eye. They didn't say if he had a black eye or not. They were just calling it a swollen left eye.
Yeah.
So I got kind of a kick out of that. And I was wondering if they would... you know, because I believe he called the Cleveland police about getting jumped. I was wondering if maybe they would go after him for filing a false police report.
Well, no, it's kind of saying here that somebody else, you know, didn't say who called the cops, but that the police tried to get info from Tanner, and who is, by the way, on one of my fantasy teams. Oddly enough. He's the only guy out there in a reliever role that's gotten a couple holds and possibly a save here or there. But, they, you know, basically it comes down to, I think, what you said. He probably lost the fight or, you know, I'm not implying anything or making any accusations, but, you know, hey, if the boys, you're out with, it's out, it's Friday night, you've got A.J. Pruszynski, he's a vet, you know, and you got the boys drinking and having a good time, and you know, maybe there's one too many, the wrong Cleveland Indians fan in that fire that night. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not saying they shouldn't go out and have a good time, but, you know, it's...
No.
You know, it is 2:30 in the morning when this supposedly happened, and that's a tad late for them to be out, you know, running around. You know, I would think there was a team curfew or something. I'm surprised they were out that late.
He's with the vet, you know. He's with AJ, so They're six blocks from the hotel.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess technically they weren't really that far away from, you know, where they were staying. And, you know, none of them got behind the wheel. You know, nobody drove. Nobody had a DUI. It was a fight. And, you know, I've been to enough bars to know that happens.
Well, you know, and the funny thing about it, or not even the funny thing, is this was 15 years ago. We would have never heard about this. You know.
No, but, yeah, you know, with the Internet now, you hear about everything.
And, you know, I think, like, it comes down to, like you said, you know, maybe he's being a man about it. He got in a little scuffle. He didn't come out on top, so to speak, but he didn't go crying to the media. He didn't snitch on anybody, and he's, you know, he's not suing anybody for a bruised eye, so.
Yeah, not yet. Oh.
So hopefully it stays that way. You know, I agree with you. I understand where you're coming from, like with the team curfew and things like that, but unfortunately, I think with the Players Association and union stuff, I'm sure that's not allowed.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure the worst they could do is, you know, fine him, you know, or something like that. I mean, I wouldn't expect him to, you know, to suspend him or anything like that. I mean, it wasn't, again, that major of a violation. You know, he had a fight, you know, that you fight with your teammates sometimes, so... You know, that's not that big of an issue. You know, it's just, you know, like I said, nobody got behind the wheel. Nobody did anything stupid. It was just a bad altercation, and, you know, he lost, obviously.
Yeah, and, you know, it kind of goes back to, and I see where you're coming from, because here in Chicago, there was quite an issue for a little bit there with Mr. Young Patrick Kane. I believe it kind of happened after the first Stanley Cup, when, you know, when they kind of went from this young little, you know, young kid and all the way into the spotlight of the NHL, that kind of, you know, almost become an instant celebrity, especially here in Chicago. You know, not teams don't win around here too often. And when they do, Chicago just embraces the hell out of those teams. I'm sure it's like that everywhere, but I know they talked about that a lot through this season with Patrick Kane in the past, you know, partying a lot. We used to see, you know, stuff all the time in newspapers and things like that. But, you know, he changed it around and not getting into those troubles. I guess that's where you become worried if Mr. Shepherd was out there in every visiting town and every bar getting in fights. But I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, you know, one issue is a mistake. You know, it was just, you know, again, probably something stupid and, you know, just one of those odd little things that happen. You know, he probably had a little too much and a guy said something and you're on the road, so you're going to run into fans. And, you know, you mentioned, probably ran into the wrong fan.
I'm sure he was wishing he ran into, you know, either you or I that night, because we wouldn't have been punching him. We would have been, maybe we would have been strong-arming him to get him on the show, but, you know, that would have went.
Yeah, I definitely would have been doing that, you know, him or AJ or I can't remember. I'm drawing a blank on who the third player was. I apologize for that. But, definitely would have been like, hey, you know, what are you doing tomorrow night?
What are you doing Sunday night?
Yeah. Give me your cell number, damn it, I'm calling you. You're answering the phone. So, maybe I'm on a radio show or I'm going to kick your... Oh, so...
Now, but here we go, you know, it's another race Sunday. Did you happen to catch the... I can't remember the name of it, but...
The Brickyard.
The Brickyard.
Yes, at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, sponsored by Golden Corral.
Oh, man, there was some free plugs, wasn't there?
Oh, damn it, somebody's got to sponsor this show if we keep talking about them. Oh,
I was babysitting this weekend, and my nephew's not too involved or interested in watching NASCAR, and we had some running around to do, but I did get to listen to the pregame interview with Danica, who was starting in the 33rd position. Maybe she gets on right before, you know, what do they call it? Before the engine starts?
Yeah, it's just pre-race.
Yeah, so, you know, Danica and gentlemen, start your engines.
Yeah. Well, I think they took it now to saying lady and gentleman instead of using her name.
Yeah, well, you know, the lady that was there today pulled out the Danica and gentleman Starcher engine.
Oh, did she? Okay, yeah, I didn't see the start. I caught quite a bit of the race, so, you know, I knew what was going on, and I got to see all the big important parts of it, and I was a little surprised that, you know, basically Jimmy Johnson's pit crew cost him the race because, you know, they don't make mistakes like that, and they had a problem on his last pit stop, and it went about 4 seconds longer than normal, and he finished in second, about 3 seconds behind the leader, so you can add that up.
Wow. Well, you know what I was surprised by is I tuned in, unfortunately, for the last 15 laps, but what would you call that? The last, you know, like almost like the last 2 minutes of a football game. Pretty interesting to see my guy up there sitting in the three position, Boye, and all of a sudden they, what did they do? They gambled with gas, wasn't it? And he ended up finishing down the line. I was a little disappointed there, but what did you think of the race? Pretty good ending, but not too much of a surprise when he got towards the end. You know,
it was a little odd because Ryan Newman ended up winning the race, and him and Jimmy Johnson dominated all day, and a lot of people, you know, tried to play the track position game, like you mentioned, Clint Bowyer, Brad Keselowski tried it. And, you know, the only one it actually worked for was Dale Earnhardt Jr., who finished in the top 10. I think he finished 6th or 7th. But, yeah, a lot of guys tried to play the, you know, let's get on a different pit strategy. Let's see if we can stretch some miles. And, you know, it just didn't work for them. It ended up costing them a lot of positions.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, from the start of the race on, I mean, Newman and Johnson had just the two best cars. And I found it interesting. They caught somebody on the radio, I don't remember which driver it was, he was talking to his pit crew and basically questioning how Jimmy Johnson manages to have the best car every week. And I think he was implying that they're doing a little something fishy with the 48 car at Hendrick Motorsports.
I don't even know where to start with that. What would they be doing different, modifying the engine or taking weight off? Or
Oddly, there's ways they can do it. I mean, they cheat just like everybody else. Every other sport cheats. You know, if they can get a couple extra miles, you know, if they can get an extra mile per hour, they're going to find a way to do it. And, you know, I'm not saying he is. I just think he's a very good driver and they're a very good team. So, yeah, but, you know, when you're another driver, you know, you're out there running and running and running and you can't catch him, I guess you would start to wonder.
Yeah, but, you know, all that matters in the end is who came out on top, and he was in the two position.
Yeah, and, you know, big win for Ryan Newman because he's out of his ride after this season. Kevin Harvick gets that ride with Stuart Haas Racing. So, basically, Ryan Newman's auditioning for a job, and this is going to go a long way in getting him a job for next season.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to, I know this race season isn't over, but I look forward to the start of next race season, 14, so we can maybe I'll learn a little bit more as we go along.
Well, you know, trust me, you know, I know quite a bit, and we probably give out more NASCAR knowledge than, you know, any show not dedicated to NASCAR, because obviously they know everything, but, you know, I know enough about it to get by, and I enjoy watching it, and I still think you're going to have to go to Joliet one of these days and check it out. It's not far from your house.
I know.
So, I think you'll really enjoy it live. Like when I went, luckily at the time, the guy who got tickets through worked for DuPont, and they're a major sponsor for Jeff Gordon. So, you know, like we had pre-race pit passes, and we went early, and they served breakfast and everything, and they had a Q&A with the driver, but we were someplace else when they had a Q&A with Jeff Gordon, and that happened, but we missed out on that. We were someplace else. But, yeah, it's a lot more exciting in person than it is watching it on TV.
Yeah, well, you know, that's pretty much what my wife says about every sport.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of the sports are pretty good now with, you know, I think depending on where I was sitting at a football game, I think it might be better to watch it at home. But, You know, yeah, NASCAR-wise, it's definitely better to go.
Yeah, well, I feel like with the NFL, you know, unless you're making a ton of money, you're not going. I'm not going. You know, I heard parking passes could be up to $100.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's incredibly pricey. Well, you know, it's getting like, you know, all sports are now. You know, it's to the point where I literally can't afford to go to anything just because it's too expensive. You know, I mean, you know, couple tickets really put me out. Then, you know, I would be, you know, I'd be living in my car because I wouldn't be able to pay my rent.
Yeah. Well, you know, even nowadays, well, they have to get us a sponsor with a TV for you and take in the quality of HD, because even with that, you know, you see one thing in HD, you're like, wow, I can actually see the raindrop. Oh, man, it's starting. It's 840, they're barking.
Yes. Well, I do have to tell you, though, that with this new setup, their barking is much clearer than it used to be.
So you can distinguish dogs now. That's
pretty much. I could probably tell the difference in which, you know, if it was a different dog barking, yeah, I'd probably know. That's kind of funny, because before all they were more just like background noise.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I got the rated headphones that go with my phone also. Trying to steer away from the Bluetooth as much as I can, because I know it does pick up a little bit more than we need, but... You hear the growling. I was wondering if you are going to do your breakdown of the NFL season again this year, or if you think you'll have time.
I'll have time. I'm just trying to, you know, as bad as, well, actually, sadly, I didn't do as bad as I thought I did last year after going back and recapping. It just seemed like I did horrible. You know, my main concern is I just don't want to get yelled at by Mr. Fantasy again.
Well, I mean, it's your opinion. You could always yell at him when he posts the next, you know, mock draft.
Well, you know, yell at him. I told him he needed to go out and put his up, and he never put his up. But, you know, that, you know, any excuse he has to yell at me, man, he yells at me. So, you know, like, I'm trying to figure out right now, he didn't call me before the show so we could do our ad drops for our fantasy team, and I'm kind of wondering how this is going to be my fault, because it's always my fault. So, yeah, it's one of those, you know, one of those situations. But, yeah, I'm planning to go sometime before the season starts. I'll do what I did last year, and I'll go week by week through the schedule and pick winners, and then I'll total it up, and that'll be my deal for the year. So yeah, I will gladly put that up 1 week instead of the you know, the regular edition of How Was Your Week. I'll sub that in if that's okay.
Nope.
Yeah, because I know you enjoy, you know, the guy is, you know, as bad as much time as I struggled writing that, I don't know what happened to me yesterday writing. I just couldn't get it going. I was just one of those things, and I was just trying to remember what we talked about on the shows and get that covered, and for the life of me, I couldn't get anything written down. I don't think I finished till the afternoon yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you just follow the links on sportstimeradio.com and right at the top left corner, you know, maybe not the top banner, but right below that, there's a link for the show, and you can always go back and review, you know, fast forward through them a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I got to listen to Mr. Fantasy again, and, you know, we don't want to have to do that.
Yeah. But, well, you know, that's the beauty of the podcast. You can go back to the parts you enjoyed, and you can fast forward to the parts that were boring to you. Which, you know, you might want to fast forward through this part right now if you're listening to the podcast. What I'm about to tell you, Johnny Football was at a fraternity party and wore a Tim Tebow jersey. Well, that's the breaking news.
Oh, is that? Yeah, I saw he got thrown out of a fraternity party at the University of Texas. Was that it?
Yeah, unfortunately, through the NFL app, the article isn't coming up for some reason.
Oh, the Empire Sports Network had a big story on SportsCenter, of course, about him getting tossed out about some frat party. Well, why don't you see if your story comes up here, and I'll run through the stretch real quick.
Hey, where are you? I can't see you. Let me hear you. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the bar.
All right, let's get you caught up on your baseball scores with the Sports Time Radio stretch. Only one game going on right now. The St. Louis Cardinals and the Atlanta Braves are tied at 2 in the bottom of the fifth. That's, of course, the featured Sunday night game on the Empire Sports Network. Everything else is final, so here you go. The New York Yankees defeated the Tampa Bay Devil Rays 6-5. The Cleveland Indians shut out the Texas Rangers. I believe that's back-to-back shutouts of the Rangers, 6-0 today. The Toronto Blue Jays got a 2-1 win over the Houston Astros. The Detroit Tigers defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 12-4. Even without Miguel Cabrera, they put up double-digit runs. The Miami Marlins got a 3-2 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Boston Red Sox got a 5-0 win over the Baltimore Orioles. The Washington Nationals put up 14 runs on the New York Mets and won 14-1. In extra innings, this game went 12 innings, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Chicago White Sox. Yes, another loss for our local White Sox here, 4-2. The Oakland A's defeated the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim 10-6. Dan Chicago Cubs got a big win, 2-1 over the San Francisco Giants. That's actually a series sweep there for the Cubs, and he had Travis Wood, and he got the win and stuff today, so he's excited about that. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds played extra innings as well. They won 11 with the Dodgers winning 1-0. The Colorado Rockies got a 6-5 win over the Milwaukee Brewers. My Seattle Mariners got a 6-4 win over the Minnesota Twins. And last but not least, the San Diego Padres got a 1-0 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. And that is your Sports Time Radio stretch. There you go. So we worked that all out. Lots of shutouts today.
Yeah, and I picked up Bruce Chen over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
He was probably one of the only pitchers out there. Oops. Damn autoplay.
Yeah. Sadly, he didn't finish with a decision today, but he pitched pretty well.
That's what I was going to say. He didn't get the win. But I picked him up because he's one of the only starting pitchers out there, and I guess he pitched pretty good in the last few outings. And he got the White Sox, so I figured he'd have a fair chance. But unfortunately, his Royals didn't get him that extra run. I would love to say that Jeff Francoeur could have made the difference, but I don't think he's making a whole lot of difference in San Francisco right now, because when I saw him, he struck out.
I saw him make a real nice catch yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I feel bad for him, because he's the only one of those guys that just kind of doesn't get signed one year,
Yeah, he hasn't been a great hitter through his career. So, I can understand not wanting to pay him a bunch of money. I mean, he's a really good defender with a great arm, and he has a lot of power. He just, doesn't make enough contact.
No, unfortunately.
So,
but, hey, that's the game.
You know what I mean? In reality, he's had a pretty long career.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Atlanta for a few years. He hung around in Kansas City for a while. Now he'll wrap up this year with San Francisco. I assume he'll be a free agent at the end of the year, so we'll see if anybody takes a chance on him. If they need a backup guy and he gets, he's willing to take less money, maybe he'll hang around another year or two.
Yeah, it's just too bad he doesn't get picked up by a winning team,
But how many guys go through that in their career,
Yeah, that is true.
We wouldn't even have time to go over all the guys who had, fairly well. We could just start with Cub players who had fairly long careers and didn't win anything.
Oh, yeah. 400, Austin. Ryan Taylor.
You didn't even mention Ron Santo. So there's plenty of them.
Well, and speaking of local in Chicago, I will just say their name just because, but I don't know if you've seen this new campaign, but WGN has promised Sunday Cubs baseball is back. So,
yeah, I did see the commercial for that today.
I think, I know it's all a corporate business, blah, 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 but I liked it in the old days, which I'm not that old, so I shouldn't even be saying that, but when they were kind of the Cubs network and you didn't have to question what channel they were going to be on. You just turned on channel 9.
They were the Cubs network. They didn't have another network at the time.
Well, yeah, but, you know, the White Sox occasionally. But, I mean, it was the Cubs. That was it, you know.
Yep.
Cartoons got bumped for it. Jerry Springer got, you know, all those shows got bumped for the Cubs.
Yep.
And nowadays the WB has taken over and you'll go to turn on Channel 9 for the Cubs game and it's some, you know, stupid teenage vampire crap.
Hey, I like Arrow. Oh.
So, I don't know. I guess it's one day out of the week. Sunday, so that's a good day.
You know, yeah,
I know when the Cubs are playing, it'll be on Channel 9.
You know, and obviously, you know, with them having a piece of, you know, the Comcast Sports Network, they're going to want games there so it gets ratings. They don't want to throw that network away, obviously.
Yeah, but still, I mean, whatever.
You know, well, it'll be interesting because their deal is up with GN here very soon. I don't know if it's this year or next year. But how weird would it be if the Cubs don't end up on WGN?
Maybe Fox Sports 1 will come to Chicago, and that'll be the Cubs' new network. And they'll get, you know, $25 million deal like the Dodgers. And we won't need a five-year plan anymore.
Well, you know, that's August 1st. It's supposed to debut. I don't know if I will be receiving that channel with my Comcast subscription because I kind of randomly just start getting channels. Like this weekend, just kind of out of the blue, I now get Turner Classic Movies, which I never got before. So I just kind of I will randomly start to get stations just out of the blue. And I don't know if Fox Sports 1 will be one of them. But I am hoping it is, and I'm hoping they have a morning highlight show that shows me highlights. And doesn't talk about Tim Tebow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't gravitated too much towards the NBC Sports Network yet, but maybe eventually.
They don't have a highlight. They had a real cool highlight show. I forgot what they were calling it. And it was strictly highlights, and it ran in three 20-minute segments. And it was fantastic. And they took it off for Dan Patrick.
Wow. And you know, he's on another channel at the same time, too.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, you know, he was on Comcast Sportnet for a while. And, I mean, you know, I like Dan Patrick, but it's a radio show, and it just doesn't play well on TV for me.
No, and I tried watching it because, like I said, it's on DirecTV. It's on two channels at the same time, and I just I don't get it, you know. I just don't get why you would want to watch him and a bunch of guys that are, you know, he's mobile or he's doing whatever, but the other guys are just kind of staring at computer screens, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, well, you know, it's basically, I mean, it's him and his lackeys, basically. I mean, you know, it's just all the guys, you know, it's the guys who work for him and, you know,
but,
that,
I mean,
that kind of, you know, that kind of fun stuff. But, yeah, I mean,
it's like a reality show without the confessional, you know.
Right, I mean, it's a, well, they, yeah, it's, I mean, it's a radio show on TV and, you know, like I said, I actually do, I enjoy the show on the radio. You know, I used to listen to him on the radio. They used to have him overnights on one of the local stations here in Chicago, and, you know, you always got that day's episode, you know, just overnight, which was weird because the times were so wrong. But, you know, it's a real good radio show. I mean, he gets great guests, and, you know, they know what they're talking about. But, you know, again, it's, you know, you're watching guys sit around in a booth.
Yeah, but that's what it comes down to, is the guests, and, you know, eventually we'll start getting more guests. We do have
I wish we could land the guests anywhere close to the guests he lands.
Yeah. You know, we do have our lucky enough to have our NBA analyst as a occasional guest when he's at the Jerry Huber, so I always appreciate when he comes back.
Well, you know, we can bring the Sports Time Radio trainer, you know, Mike Gilmartin will come back anytime we want him. You know, we should, you know, bring him back on before football season starts and talk about injuries and stuff. You know, because he said as long as he's available, he had a blast doing the show with us, so he would love to come back on.
Awesome. And
obviously he's not the Sports Time Radio trainer, but he is the head trainer at the University of Illinois Chicago, so I can throw that out there. So yeah, he has credentials. He's just not some guy we're making up saying he's a trainer. He is he is definitely fully credentialed and you know, incredibly good at his job, unlike Dan and
I. And I've been taped up by him. You're always doing that move.
Yeah, no. So I many times, oddly enough, but you know, yeah, we gotta. You know, like I said, I just, you know, you have better luck than I do getting people to at least reply to you. You know,
no, you've gotten replies. You get the, you know, I've seen the replies you've gotten, but it's usually the professional way of saying no without saying anything at all.
Yeah, without swearing. So.
Yeah. I get the guys, you know, off of Twitter that agree, except for Mr. Huber, that agree and then tell me to email them and they never respond back. Hey, you're not that famous either.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to start, like, calling agents' offices and see if I can arrange times for their lesser-known clients to come on. Maybe we can land a few of them and they can get a little pub by coming on here for, you know, 15 minutes with us and talking about whatever they do.
Why do you think I always throw out the prospect's Twitter handle? Did you follow those kids on Twitter? He started responding, you know.
Yeah, no, yeah. See, you know, the problem is I follow too many people as it is on Twitter as it is now, and I can't keep up with all of them.
Yeah, well,
I just like to follow cute girls, but that's just me.
Well, no, you got to have a different Twitter for that one.
Oh, is that what? Well, no, see, I'm single. I can do that.
No, I mean, because business and pleasure, you're confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but then I'm juggling two Twitter accounts. I can, you know, I couldn't handle that. You have like six. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, and don't forget like 10 email addresses.
Yes. So, you know, they can always tweet us. You know, at Sports Time Radio. You know, we'll get that one, or you know, at Burke Time, or Dan is at
Man Time 8.
So yeah, we'll get all that stuff, or you can just email us directly, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. We do respond. I check it multiple times a day to see what's coming through. So you will not be neglected. It's always checked.
And I try to check it before he deletes it.
Yeah, normally if you send it, I'll delete it on Dan. So if you send it to Dan, address it to Dan, and I won't delete it. I'll read it, but I won't delete it.
Yeah.
If it's just kind of general, I'll delete it before Dan sees it. I'm horrible at that. It's just one of those things I do with email. I don't really feel there's a reason to save them, so I have a tendency to get rid of them.
But anyway, you know, for anything else Sports Time related, check out our blogs. We're starting to get a little bit more serious. I'm going to be looking for some new ones, and we'll see if we can get anyone aboard. So that's sportstimeradio.com. And once I figure out how to get a player up, you'll be able to watch or listen to our show.
Oh, there you go. Well, you know, at least, you know, like this one has, you know, I noticed we've got links now, you know, you can go to, you know, if you go to the bottom of the blog, the How Was Your Week blog, you can listen to any show during the week if you want to follow that link. You know, all the shows are titled in case you can't find it on Blog Talk. Go to Sports Time Radio, all the links from the, you know, from the articles.
Getting the ship sailing.
Yeah, we're slowly but surely we're getting it all covered. So, but Dan is actually going to allow us to cut out at 9 o'clock tonight because I've been a little under the weather all day. So he's going to save me the last 15 minutes and let me sneak out. So, you know, we got to thank all our friends for listening. And Dan gets one more Wednesday off before he's got to come back. You will be here with me on Wednesday. So thank all our friends, and I'll hit the music here, Dan, and we can go.
Thanks, everyone. Please keep listening. And